laat aand oordenking op Tygerberg 104 FM.
Good evening, beloveds. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your love, mercy, and your grace. Thank you for your presence. Thank you that you put a God before my mouth, and may the Spirit of the Lord speak as the Holy Spirit laid upon my mind. Good evening once again. This evening, my message will come from Revelation 4, verse 5. And it reads as follows: And from the throne proceed the lightning and thunder and voices. And there were seven lamps of fire, called the menorah, burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Now tonight, my message will reflect on the seven spirits of God, but I will only touch on one of the seven spirits. Specifically, I'm focusing tonight on kingdom business by the seven spirits of God. Now, as we know, a lot of people know that the economy is causing quite a bit of havoc in terms of the direction people should choose. But tonight, I want to bring you to the word of the Lord for the time such as this. What the seven spirits of God, the first spirit of God is the Spirit of the Lord. Just to lay a foundation for everybody to understand. Is the Spirit of the Lord. The second spirit is the Spirit of wisdom. The third one is the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of might, the Spirit of knowledge, and the last one is the fear of the Lord. Now today, with regards to the business world, we have business people conducting business outside of the parameters and the dimension of the seven spirits of God because of the pressures of life, increasing costs, etc. Today we have people that compromise their character to keep their businesses afloat. Many years ago, I said to the Lord, Lord, in my business, please help me not to compromise because I want to be a demonstration of a kingdom business in this world. Now God has put me He has positioned me in the business world to speak to directors, engineers, mechanics, sweepers, doctors, IT guys, so that I can relate to them on a level that they can understand. And when I start studying the word of the Lord with regards to the kingdom, I start to realize that the higher educated people relate to the word of the Lord with regards to laws. So for a normal person trying to win a soul, if you as a normal person try to speak to an engineer, a mechanic, or someone of a higher authority, and you do not speak in terms of laws, they cannot relate to you. Because the spirit of understanding doesn't connect the message that you want to bring across. Therefore, it is important that you know the seven spirits of God to communicate your message quite effectively to the next person. Now, there's two topics I want to touch on tonight. It is that for the business owners, you have to understand that when you conduct your business according to kingdom principles, you are a demonstration of what the kingdom of God should look like. Meaning that everything that you conduct in your business, there has to be no faults or flaws where someone can point a finger to you saying you call yourself a child of God, but the conduct in your business is not according to the word of God. We have to be very careful as we, as business owners, can be the reason why people does not want to come to Christ, because we say one thing, but our conducts demonstrate something else. And it is important that when we say we are a kingdom business, that we do everything in our power to do things according to the laws of God. Now, tonight I want to touch on the kingdom and the church. Now, a lot of people I have young people that come to me and they ask me, Pastor, I want to start a business. What do I do? You need to remember that when you start a business, it needs to come from God. No one can occupy an office if you have not been appointed. A lot of people, they have worked for a boss. They leave without with a bad habit or a bad attitude and trying to start another business to show the boss that they can do better, etc. That your boss is the father figure in your life. So whenever you want to start a business, you have to honor your boss, ask permission so that he can set you off. The same in the church, where people leave the church without consulting the pastor that they're under, so they don't get sent off. They leave with anger, or they leave with disappointment, starting a ministry, and it does not last because they weren't sent off by the father. And I want to say to everyone today that is considering starting a business, business is not for everyone. Business, it is something that is in you. You're either born with it or you are not. Some people try to do things outside of their parameters, and they end up in trouble because they are trying to measure themselves up to someone else. And when time gets hard, they start compromising their character, and then all the wheels comes off the truck. So business, a lot of people are sent along the side of business people to which are called destiny helpers. Sometimes you feel like you are so good at your job, you can start your own business, but you don't have the capacity. So you are called as a destiny helper to help whoever you are serving to do the business to the best of your ability. This goes for engineers, this goes for drivers, for mechanics, for managers, everyone in a business. Your job is your ministry. I wanna highlight this fact that a lot of people misunderstand that when they are in a business, that they think they should have their own company or they should have their own ministry. But you are called, many of you guys are called to support the man of God that's standing in front. I've seen people trying to take the place of a business owner or a pastor or a leader, but they are not equipped to carry the demons and the pressure on that level, for they have not been called. They feel the emotion because somebody applaud them and compliment them in terms of what they should be doing, but God Himself did not call them. So with the spirit, with the seven spirits of God, every decision has to be made through the seven spirits of God. I'm not going to go into all of them, but I want you to focus on the fear of the Lord. Once the spirit of the fear of the Lord is your consciousness, you will start realizing that you need to consult God before you make any foundational decision with regards to a move that you want to make in terms of business and in terms of the ministry. I want to move quickly over to my next point. Through our life, we come across people that has helped us over the years. In my instance, Pastor Dennis Francis has helped us. Pastor Martin has helped me. A lot of pastors over the years has helped me and directed me, and I've learned so much from them, and it laid a foundation. Here's the thing. The moment God elevates you and He puts you on a platform whereby you have influence to different people and areas of your life, do not forget the men that has helped you, the men and women that has helped you as a business person, because we have this tendency, once God elevates you, we tend to forget those that prayed for you and helped you. There is a spiritual blessing that rests upon honoring the man of God and the fathers that has helped you over the years. A lot of businesses collapse because one of the things is that once you start thriving, you forget the ones that has elevated and helped you. If you really want to see a change in your business, do not forget the men that has helped you over the years. You know, go to them, put something in their hand, ask them if there's anything you can help with without them even having to ask you. Because I just told Pastor Dennis, when I'm in trouble and I don't know what to do, then there's a certain spiritual father, then I hear his voice and what he would have said. And it elevates me to make godly decisions through the seven spirits of God. I want to encourage you, the fear of the Lord is so important and imperative in our life today, that when we make decisions we consult the fear of the Lord, we will not do anything that will violate the standards of the Holy Ghost when we make a decision considering the spirit of the fear of the Lord. I want to encourage every business owner there, go and read the book of Revelation and go type in Google and go and equip yourself with the seven spirits of God. The spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of might, The spirit of the Lord, the spirit of counsel, and the spirit of knowledge. The spirit of the fear of the Lord is one of the spirits that keeps you humble. It keeps you humble because you know you won't say or do anything that will violate the laws of God. In your marriage, with your children, in your business, even whatever you're doing in the secret, that is where the fear, the spirit of the fear of the Lord manifests. People ask me, how did you make it through COVID? How did your business survive through the recession times in 2018? I can't tell you what I did. All I know is I've refused to change my my principles that is in line with the kingdom of God. My kingdom principles, I prayed and I said, Lord, I don't want to be a failure. I've got thousands of young men looking up to me and they ask me for questions. If I fail, they will lose hope. So I cannot afford to fail. I cannot afford to lose my hope. I cannot afford to look left, right, and center. You are the center of my life and I need you to guide me. I want to encourage every business person here tonight. Do not forget the people that has helped you. Look back because there's a blessing in sowing back into the men of God that has helped you over the years. Father, I thank you tonight for this opportunity that I could speak to young men, to business owners, engineers, doctors, drivers, cleaners, everyone. I pray, Father, that you will encourage them to do their job to the best of their ability, not to look around them. They are not in competition with anyone else, Father. You have called them, Father, to do what you have called them to do, and I pray that you anoint their hands, anoint their mind and their thoughts, Father, for them to know that you are with them in the middle of the storm. Some of them might have felt that they lost their way, because the enemy has lied to them. But you promised in your word that you will never leave us and you will never forsake us. I'm standing as a living witness that you are true to your word. Father, empower your children. Every young man, every young woman listening to my voice tonight, I pray that the frequencies of the Holy Spirit touch them now so that they can have a renewal of mind and be empowered by the Holy Spirit. Have your way, dear God, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen.